It's Adel Kozelski joining us on the line, the disruptive innovation, the spiritual way. I love the topic.
I guess you know what disruptive innovation is all about, right?
Right, but not spiritually.
Okay, so for all the listeners out there, very short, like a one-liner, disruptive innovation means that when you're trying to bring something new into this world, you need to become disruptive about it. You need to actually change the norms and the way things are done in this world. And you actually go, very interestingly, if you look at a business model of disruptive innovation, they say for like six months to a year, whatever period it takes, where you're disrupting the market and you are bringing something brand new into it, you actually run flat line. You flatten the curve, right? Right. And then when it is done and it's ready, you actually have an exponential rise. They say up to 6 times more success than not doing things the ordinary way or the same way or the normal way. And you see an incredible rise in productivity, in reward, et cetera, et cetera. So I was thinking the other day, I think we're going through a disruptive innovation just in terms of the world spiritually, in that this quarantine time is like the flattened part of the curve, where everybody is, it looks like nothing's happening. It looks like everybody's frustrated, everybody's stuck in their homes, nothing is happening. But I think, like, you know, under the pot, under the lid, the pot is boiling, and people are changing. People are thinking about what's important in their life. People are making decisions to live their lives in a different trajectory. And I think once this coronavirus is all over, we are going to see an exponential growth and innovation in this world in terms of spirituality, where people are going to go back into the world, not as hungry money mongers or, you know, abusive people or people with a lot of anger or all the stuff that we actually didn't like about ourselves. But we're going to come out more sensitive, more connected, and we're actually going to create a brand spanking new world that will be 6 times better than the world that we actually have left behind.
You know, I just hope so. I just hope so. One of my frustrations earlier that I was ranting on about is that, you know, and I look at social media, I see people going back to their old stupidity, and I'm thinking, what is wrong with you? Have you learned nothing? Have we not spent the last 2 months being shown like we idiots, like this is a remedial session for living our lives, and we just going back to the that old? How do we fight against that?
Well, that's really what the other part of disruptive innovation is, that once you start creating something new, all those that were still doing the old way are going to fall away. They're eventually going to close their doors, right? In business, they close their doors. They might be like on top and seemingly making a lot of money, and then you'll see them like filing for bankruptcy, closing their doors, or just realizing that they've missed the plot.
Absolutely.
So I think we can apply the same thing here. You know, if you're coming back into the media, into any sphere of your life, and you are behaving like you did before quarantine, you're going to fall off the wagon, because the innovation and the ideas that are coming out in preparing the world for a messianic redemption, for a better world, are going to be so powerful that you're either going to join them or you're going to fall off and you're going to go, hey, what happened?
Yeah, I think so too. I hope so. Zanati, what do you
think? Don't get left behind, Howard.
No, I'm not getting left behind. I'm going to bring everybody with me. But they're fighting it.
Are they fighting? Are they fighting? Especially there by Twitter. They're fighting.
But it's so true, because I looked at Twitter yesterday and I thought, wow, have we forgotten how irrelevant so much of this stuff is? Do we need to really be living in fear of our lives to see what's important?
But I think maybe also some people are fighting for relevance, because I think COVID-19 has messed with a lot of, you know, how relevant are you really?
And you see it with celebrities. You're seeing a lot of that around celebrities. You know, I see on, I don't know, on whatever, Fox News or especially in the American world, where an actor stands up and makes a comment and everybody says, oh, go away. You know what? You know what? We've got real stuff. We actually, you know, we're not worrying about what you have to say.
So this is the innovation I'm talking about. This is just, it's boiling in the pot now. The lid is still on. It looks like we're getting nowhere, but we're actually getting somewhere, and we're getting somewhere to an amazing place. I really, really believe that, you know, when we will talk a year from now, it will be completely different.
You know, Adel, this conversation was one, the exact one that I needed to have, because I was feeling very, very despondent around it, that we were, that sort of, you're fighting this tsunami and people just aren't seeing what I believe is so obvious. So I really, really appreciate you actually giving me
you know what we should add to the innovation is that we should actually stop paying attention to Twitter and social media when they're actually ranting raving. We've got a delete button, you know, or a swipe. Just swipe it with your finger and just send it out of your life. You don't need it anymore.
100%, Adel Kozlowski. Thank you as always.